Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you better know who this is too, you bitches. It is Will Koontz.
I'm for this weekend, non-binary, poly, and bi.
I am a gynosexual.
Okay.
100% gynosexual.
I heard that's a new term.
It is. And I finally can relate to something that will be on the flag soon, which I love that. You know what I mean? So, hell
what
yeah,
is that?
Dude. Huh?
What is it?
Gynosexual?
Yeah.
It's a new term that looks like it's going to be added to the LGBTQ&I. And like I said, I'm glad that I'll be part of it for Pride Month.
I think you missed a lot of letters.
Maybe, but
LGBTQ
and I plus.
IA two Wait. Plus.
Okay, I'm not mocking. Okay, it's Pride Month. Let's celebrate. I'm happy to be part of it finally because a gynosexual, and it came out this week, it is someone that is attracted to femininity.
Well, that means it could be a biological male who converted.
Sure.
You like that?
No.
I think you do.
I like feminine women.
I don't know. Are you sure? You better double check, man. I'm just saying.
I read it. I read the bylaws.
That's I can't use the terminology. It's chicks with D's could potentially be in there.
I mean, it could be, but that's not my.
Well, I don't know if you want to go by. No. I don't know if you want to be a part of this rainbow, man. I'm just saying. Maybe you do. I don't know.
Damn it.
You ever thought about it?
Well, I mean, I just want to be a straight man. But if I could be a gynosexual and, you know, be part of a celebration, that'd be cool.
Well,
right?
I don't know.
All love, dude. It's all in inclusivity.
You're saying you might have to get down with a chick with a D.
No.
Yeah, it's a feminine person, presents feminine.
I don't have to do anything, man. And you know what I mean? It's all love, dude. Humans are humans.
Well, that's what you're identifying as, though, I believe.
I'm a gynosexual.
Hey.
I like...
Hey, if you like chicks with D's
that are feminine,
if you like chicks with D's, I don't judge. That's cool.
I thought when I read it, I thought it meant like because like if you're a heterosexual, right? You could still like girls that are like tomboys, right? You just like vagina and boobies, right? So a gynosexual is somebody that likes girls that are not tomboys that are feminine. Like Leah's a very girly girl, you know.
Individuals who experience sexual attraction towards women, females, and or femininity, regardless of whether they were assigned female at birth. Happy Pride Month, Johnny. You're part of the rainbow,
Why
buddy.
Are you gay?
I'm not gay.
Why are you gay?
I'm a guy.
I don't know. You say it again.
I'm not gay.
Why are you gay?
Not that one. You might be gay.
Nah, dude.
It's all right.
I'm a gynosexual.
Listen, this is the time.
I like vagina.
It's happy pride, by the way. You're part of the rainbow.
Well, I mean, I thought I was going to be, but now you're ruining it for me. Thanks.
I'm not ruining. What do you mean?
You just ruined it. I thought that they were going to throw like a fancy term for straight dudes that like girly girls into the damn rainbow.
It is.
Sphere.
It is. It also happened to maybe include a chick with a D.
If I want that.
Anything you'd like to say?
No, I don't want it. I don't.
I don't know. You seem to jump on the gynosexual thing very.
Because I thought it just meant a straight dude that likes girly girls.
It does.
Damn.
That is what it means. It just, they might happen to have a penis.
No, mine don't.
A girly girl that's in your head, your fantasy, feminine presenting person.
Son of a bitch.
It happened to maybe have a big old fat.
Aw, big thing. Juicy hog?
Yep.
Not even like a little one.
Well, maybe if they're taking estrogen, it might
big
be.
Big old Bailey J thick one?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Or maybe, you know, if they're taking hormones, it might kind of shrink down.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not too bad, right?
If you're going to pop her out on me and I'm not ready, I mean, you know. I'm just screaming. I'm a gynosexual, you know, and I'm walking in the pride parade, you know, and some nice lady comes up and says,
very feminine,
yeah,
oh, presenting
so
person.
Has to be, yeah, for my needs, and you know, all of a sudden they pull down their pants, and I'm like, whoa, here comes a giner, right? But it's not. I would probably be less shocked and probably less appalled and freaked out if it was a smaller one. You know,
I think this is part of the game is to get straight or cis.
It's a recruiting tool.
It's a recruiting tool.
Okay.
It's like, no, you're not. You're attracted to femininity.
Yeah.
And it's just like to try to get straight dudes to bang chicks with D's.
Yeah, I can't. Like, yeah, no.
It's like, it's not gay.
Because I know a lot of gay people that are very feminine. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Dudes, you know?
Right. Maybe that would.
I'm not attracted.
Okay.
Well, yeah. So
maybe
I know,
just haven't met the right
so
one.
So I'm not
a
gynosexual then? Man, I'm just a normal ass dude. That's so lame in today's standards. Oh, well. I'll just have to live with it. Just a stupid middle-aged,
well,
fat,
listen,
dumb, normal, straight idiot.
I think you need to get your behind out to the parade this
Don't talk
weekend.
About my behind.
You need to hold up a sign that says, I am gynosexual, and see what happens.
What if you went and just had a sign that said, I'm straight? Do you think people would consider it like hate speech or something?
Actually,
I think
maybe,
a lot of people
would. Maybe. I think some people, it'd probably be half and half.
Because if I did that, I wouldn't be doing it to be a dick. I'd be doing it like, hey, I'm a straight guy supporting pride. You know what I mean?
I think the term for that is ally.
Yeah, no, I don't want to.
You don't want to use that terminology?
Because I think people overuse a lot of terminology. I'm just cool with everybody, man. You know what I mean? Like, when you say ally, it makes you think like you're only allies to certain people, you know? Because like, that's how countries are. Like, countries are allied with other countries so that they can fight other countries together if need be.
Yes, that's true.
So I don't want to be an ally. I want to be a friend to everybody. You know?
Okay. Everybody? Even chicks with D's?
Sure. Friends? Absolutely.
Friends, maybe even more.
No.
At some point.
I don't know why you're trying to convert me.
I'm not.
I'm a married man.
You're the one who said this. I'm just confronting you with
I'm
your
a Leosexual.
Leosexual. I wonder, I bet you that's a thing.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare smite my wife's name.
Oh, it is.
God damn it, is it? Shut your mouth, dude. Really?
It's not that bad. It's a Leosexual is a sexual orientation.
Is this, hold on, let me guess. Is it Star Wars nerds?
No.
Oh.
Oh, my God. This is, I can't believe this.
Please read it. I need to know.
Now, this comes from the LGBTQIA.wiki, which I don't know how official that is.
I don't know. Probably some dumb broad named Leah put it in there. She's like, I'm my own sexual preference.
Leah sexual is a sexual orientation in which one's attraction changes or...
Huh?
When one only feels attraction when smelling or drinking tea.
That's weird. Why the name Leah then?
I don't know.
So if somebody, I only get a boner if somebody smells like tea?
Apparently there's coffee sexual, hoko sexual, slushy.
Wow. This is weird.
The term was coined... in a fandom account, of course.
Why is it on the LGBTQ and I and
there's a flag for it and
wiki.
Everything.
Why is it? Because that is, to me, that's not like...
Oh my God, they even have... Dude, this has to
That's
be,
more fetish, you know?
They have a hot tea flag. They have a warm tea flag.
Shut your dumb mouth. No
flag.
Shot, bro. No way.
Unimportant temperature, all temperatures. If you're...
These people are crazy.
Now, that's Johnny B. I didn't
no.
say none of that.
If you
hey, I support you. I'm drinking tea right now.
I'm drinking a coffee.
I got some black tea.
Oh, now you're going to add race to it? Way to go, Will.
It just happens to be black tea.
Jesus, dude.
It's not. That's what they call it.
I'm drinking hot coffee.
I can only get horny if I drink tea.
That is weird. Like, I kind of get like furries, you know, because maybe they got, you know,
it's unique.
Maybe they just had like a bunch of stuffed animals as a kid and they like to have sex with them, you know.
Yeah.
Who hasn't humped a teddy bear, you know?
Yeah.
But the whole like different temperatures of coffee and tea. Could you imagine that trying to have a meetup of these people? You know, it's like, hey, you better talk to me soon. My coffee's starting to get cold. And we won't be a match anymore. We'll put it in the microwave, you sexy bitch.
How does Leah spell her name again?
L-E-I-A.
Oh, let me try that. I spelled it L-E-A.
Oh, no. Not the dumb, easy way. Leah spells hers like Princess Leah from Star Wars.
Okay, so that one is not one.
Oh, thank God. Now, John J. Murray needs to talk to his wife. She spells it the other way.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Well, have some tea and get down on a chick with a D.
Not me,
That's
bro.
That's what I'm talking about. Happy Pride,
I got
pride,
nothing
brother.
Against it, dude. I know a few chicks with Ds. Very nice.
You're leosexual and also gynosexual.
I thought I was gynosexual, okay? I was for 20 minutes. I've converted back.
To leosexual.
No.
I'm drinking tea, and I have the biggest bone.
God damn
right
it.
Now.